I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of the radio show today. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining us every Sunday morning. We've been on air now for over a year, and so hopefully you are starting to learn more about our I've Decided community, what we're all about and what our passion is in the community, and just providing you the resources and the motivation that you need in order to be successful in your goals, whatever they are. And every Sunday morning, we usually have a wonderful success story for you, or we have one of our awesome business member resources joining us to share their passion and what they love and to help you understand what's available to you right here in the community that can help you along your journey of achieving success in your goals. It's a really awesome deal. We have wonderful events that happen around our community. In fact, our next event's going to be I've Decided to Ride. It's a 20, 30, or 40-mile fully supported ride. You can get in on that for just $25 and go for a ride with us to Morton and back. It's going to be a lot of fun on the Rock Island Greenway Trail. And you can learn more about that at ivedecided.org. Well, it is 4th of July weekend. It's the Sunday before the 4th of July. We're getting ready to go out and enjoy family and fun and picnics. And so we're going to be drinking lots of water probably outside. And so obviously I thought my guest today would be perfect. Gary, the water medics guy.
Hey, hey. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Gary?
I am fully hydrated.
I think I'm fully hydrated, but I bet you're going to help me understand if I am or not.
Yes, I am.
Okay, awesome. So, you know, water is kind of been on the rise here, the talk of water. One of the things that I love the most, and I say this every time I introduce you to someone, Gary, or I'm talking about water, I'm like, I know somebody who is very passionate about water.
Yes, I am.
You are very passionate about what you do.
I am. I think it's important. It's deceiving because it's clear. And then if you understand water, then you're going to live a much happier, healthier life.
And it's very important what kind of water we put in.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's just dive right in there, because I know most of us, including myself, drink bottled water. Yes. We go through tons of bottled water. I buy it by the cases. In fact, I just had not long ago at my Curves, we were talking about bottled water. And there's this whole thing out there about, is your water too acidic? You know, is plastic water, bottled water good for you? And we were talking before we started airing the show, and you said you thought you could help enlighten me on some of this information. And so I am really curious about that, since that's been one of my topics lately. So help me understand what I need to know about drinking water out of a plastic bottle.
Okay, great. Let's just get started on why we need water. There are many reasons, but one of the main reasons is our intercellular hydration. As we age, it's harder and harder for us to get the water in to bring in nutrients, and it's harder to flush out the toxins. So we need the pure water to be able to do that. Pure water has the tendency to be able to pick up nutrients in our body, and it has the ability to flush it out. But if it's full of a whole bunch of stuff, it's also bringing that into us. And sometimes it's even hard for us to absorb the water. I'll give you an example. When we're a baby, our intercellular hydration is at 100%. That's really where we stay the best for our whole body. At 18, it starts to go down. And by the time we're at retirement age, we're at 15%. Death comes at 9.
Death comes at 9.
9%. And that is, if you actually look at the reason for people to die at an old age, is because of dehydration. They're not able to flush out the toxins. They're not able to bring in the nutrients, and it's a slow process. So what we do is we make sure that our water is able to do that.
Cool. All right. So that makes perfect sense. In a health and wellness world, I completely understand that. And I understand the importance of staying hydrated.
Yes.
But again, coming back to that type of water, is there something in the plastic bottle water that we need to be concerned about?
Some plastics absolutely absorb, but that's the thing about water. The purer the water, the more it's going to be able to pick things up. And if we're going to drink a bottle of water that is, the plastic is designed to break down in the dump once we throw it away, it's also breaking down in our water. So what I'm always afraid of with water is what they're going to tell me 10 years from now, what we shouldn't have been drinking 10 years ago,
Right. Which
is now today.
Well, isn't that the way it always is?
Right.
You know, it's like hindsight. Oh, wait, no, don't eat that, butter. It's not real. It's
right.
It's like eating plastic, you
yeah,
know.
Right.
Go back to eating the real butter. It's better for you.
Exactly. It's confusing.
It's so confusing.
So I try to make it as simple as possible.
Okay, so you're saying that some plastics can break down in the plastic bottle water. Now, what about this whole acidic thing, though? Is that a big deal in your world?
It's a big deal in a lot of people's world and not so much in mine.
Okay.
The reason is I've done some of the testing. I've been able to take acidic water, put it in my mouth, and spit it right back out and test the acidity, and it's already neutral before I even swallowed it. So it happens that fast. So why are we drinking this water that, to get it not acidic, you have to fill it full of stuff that makes it non-acidic, calcium carbonate, different things that in the water, magnesium, potassium. These are things that are great, but they also make it harder for us to absorb it into our cells. So if we want to make it supposedly not acidic, we're going to make it more difficult to absorb.
I see what you're saying. Okay, so it might not be as big of a deal as some people think that
it
whole
is
acidic.
Not. Absolutely, we should not be acidic, our body.
No, absolutely. That's where the fear comes in. People realize that being acidic
that.
Is yes, not good.
We reduce it with our food. But what we want with our water is to bring in nutrients and, again, flush out the toxins. You have to have a certain purity to do that. And what's really great is some of our the testing that we've had done around the country. People who are drinking our water have gone back and gotten their intercellular hydration tested, and they're back at 100% at age 74. So that's a great thing.
And you're talking about your water once it's filtered.
Right.
And
my water, the equipment that I sell, makes that water so that you can do the what you need to be doing, which is absorbing it.
Yes.
And using it.
Okay. So just to wrap up the whole plastic bottle water so we can move on to what's coming out of our tap and what we can do. You said you're going to tell me what your favorite bottled water
right.
is.
And I'll tell you a real quick story of how that happened. I had a chiropractor who told me that they should be drinking a certain brand of water that if you spell it backwards, it spells naive. So you can figure that out. And I told him I wouldn't feed it to my dog. And so he was not very happy about that. So he brought in over 25 different types of bottled water, and he put them in separate cups so I didn't know what kind. And we tested them all. And there were two that I would have drank out of 25.
Two out of 25.
Aquafina and Dasani. And people are like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? One, Aquafina always tests between that 0 and 50. We never want zero. That's very, very acidic. We want that balanced water.
Okay.
0 to 50 in my testing meter, which I could explain to you if I went to your house and showed you the water. But Dasani does something that not a lot of brands do. They actually put magnesium and potassium in just enough to make that still between 0 and 50, but it's a higher end towards 50. And what that does is that puts a buffer between you and that plastic bottle. Now, don't get me wrong. I would like it more pure if it's through my machine, which I know
sure.
is not absorbing these plastics. But if I'm going to pick a bottle of water, I'm always going to pick Dasani.
Really? Because I've heard that Dasani was high in acidic. It was a high acidic water.
It actually has a little acidity to it, but if you understand how water works, if we can drink it and it's going to be able to flush out our toxins, how does it flush out toxins? It has to be acidic.
I gotcha. Makes sense. See, we learn something new every day. Gary, that's amazing. Hey, if you are just tuning in, you're tuning in to I've Decided Radio Show. We are so glad you are with us. I am excited to be talking to my awesome guest, Gary the Water Medic, I call him. He is really wearing a shirt that says Water Medic, so that's right. I guess that's okay, Gary.
I don't say people in the river.
Yeah, that's funny. And we are thrilled to have Water Medics as a resource and a business member of I've Decided. And we just want to share this information with you because, you know, we know that living a healthy life is one of the number one goals that people have. Everybody wants to be healthy, Gary, don't they? It's
Yes, it's a
very important thing. And water is huge.
It's huge.
It's super huge. The water we bathe in, the water we're drinking, plastic bottle water's everywhere. You're hearing all these things. And
one of the things that I learned about this acidity and alkalinity thing is the fact that from a surgeon who says that every time somebody goes into the doctor's like emergency room or something, they always put that IV in. And he said it's because everybody is dehydrated. So you could be drinking this supposedly non-acidic, healthy water and still be dehydrated. Because if we can't get that water into our intracellular cells, it is really not doing a lot of good.
And there are symptoms of being dehydrated.
Yes.
Achiness, sore muscles, especially in your neck, fatigue, muscle spasms, mm-hmm. right? Those are
right.
Charlie horses. A lot of times people think that's caused by other things. And that's a lot of times is because they're dehydrated. And most of us know that sometimes you think you're hungry and really you're just thirsty.
That's right. So I can even help you lose weight.
That's awesome. Okay, so let's talk the water testing because I am so excited. I know my Curves members and really this is open to the community. Anyone can mm-hmm. come. We invite you to the Curves on Sterling Avenue on Wednesday, July 12th. We just determined the time. Gary's going to be there from 9 to noon on Wednesday, July 12th, or from 4 to 6 in the evening. And he's going to be testing water, and he's going to be doing this as a service to you yep. to help you understand where your water is. And so what do they need to do as far as they just put their water in a cup? Like,
yeah, glass would be better.
A glass cup, like yep. a glass, like a breakable glass.
Yep. Glass would be good, but if they have an old bottle of water that's been used, that's actually better because it's been flushed already. And so they can bring it in as long as they don't leave it in that plastic. Just bring it in. Just get a sample and bring it in.
Just out of your faucet.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Turn on your faucet, put the water in a glass cup or container,
yep.
like a glass water bottle would mm-hmm. be nice, and bring it on in, and you're going to test it and then talk to them about it.
Yes. I'm going to basically get a roundabout view of what the water, how the water is, and I can tell you a whole bunch of things. And I can also do additional testing. If I see the signs, I'm going to do some additional testing. Like if I see signs for well water, I do nitrates tests and things like that. That nitrates, you know, aren't good to be drinking.
They're
and so
not.
It's better if we know about it. And that's really the key. If you know, you can fix it.
Yes, and we need to know. When it comes to our water, there is no doubt. I want to know. I'm going to find out about my water. Okay, so I live in an old house, and I wonder, does that have anything to do with your water? Like the pipes are old, the house is old. Like, do you find in older houses the water is worse, better? What?
Older plumbing. You could live in a new house in an older neighborhood with old plumbing, and that could still affect it. Water wants to pick stuff up, and it's going to pick up lead. It's going to pick up contaminants. It's also going to take along all the chemicals that the city's putting in the water, that they're there for a purpose to make sure that you don't die from this water because it can become that way. So they put in chemicals, but they don't take them out. So you can, at that point, you can take them out. So that you don't have to be breathing them in the shower, absorbing them into your skin, drinking them, making them with your food. These are the things that you don't need to be doing on a daily basis because most people, as far as I know, drink water for most of their life.
Right.
I always ask people, how long you plan on drinking water? See, this is years of contaminants that can get into us.
Yeah, and then over time, that consistency.
Yes.
Over time, day in and day out.
Right. We drink a lot of water and we drink it for our whole life.
And yet most of us are dehydrated, you said.
Right. And you could, and if you're not drinking the right amount of water that's going to able to get it into our cells, and this is something that can be tested. You can actually test your intracellular hydration. So you can know and you can get this, get your hydration up. And you get your hydration up and things just go away.
It is amazing what dehydration does. Now, tell me, when you go into someone's house and you have this awesome system. So help us understand, you're going to test my water, and I already know. My house is like 1959. The pipes are like older than dirt. So literally, I'm probably drinking like rust. Well, so I don't even want to know what's in my water, Gary. I kind of just want you to come in and put the filter on and just don't even tell me what I've been drinking.
That's what a lot of people say. The problem is that in 2012, in the Peoria area, they changed the water from chlorine to chloramines. And that means they're mixing chlorine and ammonia together. Well, one of the things that happened in Flint, Michigan, and other things is that builds up a biofilm inside of the water treatment system. And so then they got to flush it out. And they just did it in Morton, where they flushed it out with a lot of chlorine. They actually removed the ammonia for just a little while, and they burn off this biofilm. Well, that biofilm gets inside of your house. It gets out all over the place. And then when they burn it off, it actually causes complete exposure to the inside of your plumbing for a while until it builds back up. Which means it's now, if there is lead, it's going to be in your water. If there is another contaminant, copper, a lot of copper can be a problem, it's going to get into your water. So if you have the filter at the end of the pipe, now that's when you want to filter the water.
Right, but right, so before
you're
take it in.
All that stuff out.
So what kind of success stories are you hearing? Have you had someone who's actually had issues from their water,
yeah,
and then they get a filter and now things have changed in their health? And then
I had a lady who put in a system at my house, and then she had to tell her daughter, because her daughter had psoriasis.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Psoriasis.
And it was, you know, it's irritating. And I mean, it changed her whole life when she was able to put in some better water that was not causing this to be even more irritated. And she couldn't stop talking about it. So that's really cool. And then other people, you know, they just they notice a difference right away just by showering and dishes and laundry is softer and feels better.
Does the water taste better? Do they say it tastes better?
Absolutely.
It tastes pure.
Yeah.
Well, help me understand how this system works. So you come in, you install a system, because you said you got it's
Haig.
I see it here on your steel water
what
bottle, Quality
it,
Water International.
It's the only system that's manufactured owned by the same family that invented it. The only one left in the United States. It also has a made in the USA, so that means every component of the unit is made in the USA. If you have made in America, that means it was probably made in China, and then they put it together in America. So not the same quality. So the other thing is that my unit's the only unit on the market that we can add 4 or 5 different medias perfect for your water in one tank. Anybody else has to put a separate tank, which means separate water running through it, which means more money, more expense, and we can do it all in one. And I don't know how long, like I said, you planned on using water, but mine's got a 25-year warranty.
Oh, wow.
It's the longest I've ever seen on the market.
So once you put it in, it's good for 25 years. It means something goes bad.
It's good for longer than that, probably, but the manufacturers guarantee it for 25 years.
Wow. Okay. And so you just said something interesting. So you're going to set it up for my particular water.
Yes.
So everybody's water is different.
Yes, it is. And so what we want to do is make sure we get it to where it needs to be at the end of the pipe. What it needs to be, chemical-free, clean, microbiologically clean, all of it. We do it all in one unit.
Okay, and you determine an individual basis based on their particular water.
Right.
Do you find any specific, like in our area, is there more of a contaminant than another contaminant? Is there more of something lead than, you know, is it
not
area
really
particular? Or
it's all on the water report, but my biggest concern is the things that the city are putting in. Because they put it in, so they put it in a lot. Because they've got to get it all the way to the end of the pipe. And they've got a big job to do because there's a lot of people using this water. So the guys who are closer to it might get more than the guys further down on the line because they have to get it from one point to the other.
Oh, so it kind of depends on
like
where
chlorine,
you live on the pipeline.
Yes, chlorine and ammonia. Ammonia is a big one. I can educate you all you need to know about ammonia, but I'd rather not be bathing in it. I'd rather not be drinking it.
Well, it's poison. We know that.
Yeah, and the whole thing is, you know.
But they have to put that in there to keep us from getting bacteria.
Exactly.
And things like that, right?
They're doing their job as best as they can, and I can just make that water even better.
Yeah. And they do a pretty good job, so we don't want to beat them up too bad.
No,
because,
no,
hey, we live in a country where water is plenty.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Because there are countries that water is not plenty.
Absolutely.
And people are without water. So mm-hmm. we want to be grateful that we live in a country where our water gets cleaned up, where we can drink it.
Absolutely.
And then we have people like you, Gary.
Yeah.
At Water Medics.
Make it even better.
To make it even better.
That's right.
And you know, I was shocked at how affordable it is.
Yes.
So, because you said, you know, really for less than $100 a month, you yeah. can.
Less than 50.
Less than 50 bucks.
You can have a whole system in your house, and you're going to own that with that amount. So that means it'll get paid off, but the equipment will still keep going, and you'll still get the benefits. And it's, what is water? Water and air are the two most used things in a home?
No, yeah, I can't. I mean, for less than 50 bucks to know you're drinking pure, clean
Absolutely.
Water, that's just a no-brainer.
Right. And a lot of people are spending $20 or $30 a month on bottled water, which we could stop doing.
Right, because if you have filtered water at home, you just get yourself a nice glass or steel
right.
bottled water, a bottle for water.
And take it with you.
And then you just take it with you.
There are so many people that I know that they come up to me and they now I'm spoiled. I can't drink their waters in the restaurants anymore. I have to bring my own.
Bring my own water.
Right.
Bring your water by the jugs.
That's right.
I got to bathe in my water.
Yes.
Yeah, well, but are there a lot of business? Well, curious now, are there some restaurants that... you're talking to, you've done some restaurants to some of the restaurants.
Absolutely.
Want to make sure they are, because I'm like thinking to myself, hey, there's a business line for you. Get
right.
all be like, hey, the restaurant down the street's got good water. You need to have good
and
water
you know,
too.
You go there and you go, this one, I like the water in this place a little better than this other place. You know that that certain restaurants have done certain things to their water to make it better.
You can tell.
You can tell.
Now, okay, so here's my question. I don't know, maybe it's my competitive nature, but is there anybody that actually has good water? Like, do you ever test water and you go, oh, wow, you know what? You're in pretty good shape. Your water's good.
There's certain communities that are doing things to their water that is making a massive improvement. Germantown Hills, their water was so bad before, and now it's awesome because they put a great system in. Washington has great water for city water because it is it's treated, and other places just do the minimum and they're not as good or not even close to being as good. So it there is definitely a difference in different communities.
So different communities do have different water. So
Absolutely.
Not everybody's water is horrible.
Right.
So you need to know though.
Right.
And that's why you do
the
testing.
Whole point. I put it out there. I do $150 worth of free water testing and I write it down for you so you know, and I have the comparison so you know where it falls, where you should be at, where it is. And then at that point I can suggest things that you can do to make it, and I can show you exactly what it would cost. And that's a great start. You don't have to use me. You're still going to get the water testing for free. What's great is you're going to know a lot more.
You're at least going to know what's happening, and then you can make some changes or be aware and figure it out. But you just said for less than 50 bucks, they can get it all fixed.
Right. And the biggest thing that I sell is I've been doing this for 20 years. I've worked for every water treatment company in the area. I know mine's the best, and I know why. And so you're not only getting this great equipment, you're getting me to back it up. I am complaint-free for the last 20 years. You can't find one. And I've gotten two rings from from Haig for the amount that I've sold. So that means there's a lot and no complaints.
No complaints.
Which means people are happy.
That's because you're passionate, Gary.
That's right. I will not allow you to not be happy.
We only allow passionate business owners to be a part of I've Decided.
That's right.
The rule. You have to be positive and passionate and truly care about people in order to be a part of I've Decided.
So that's right.
You had to pass the test.
Yes.
We had to
I'm
do
so
the
glad
interview. You passed the test. Right. So I'm so glad you did too, because I love learning how I can be healthier. Obviously, it's my passion. It's my field. It's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm grateful that I've made a connection with you, Gary. And I'm excited that you're going to be at Curve. So if you're listening, I want to invite you. July 12th, you can swing by the Curves on Sterling Avenue in Peoria between 9 and noon. You do not have to be a member. In fact, we'll even let men in that day.
What?
We'll even let the guys come in, check your water. It'll be fine. We'll let everybody know you're coming. So 9 to noon on Wednesday, July 12th, or from 4 to 6 in the evening. Take your tap water, put it in a glass container, bring it by curves, and Gary is going to test your water, let you know what's going on in your water and what he can do and what's available.
Yes, and you know what's funny is I've had many of these, and I have people come up, and I don't recognize every one of my customers, but I have people bring me my system's water, and they try and sneak it in, and they have a test, and I go, wow, that one's surprising. That's really good. And then they go, well, it's the system you put in. Oh, yeah, that's right. I've been doing it for 20 years.
They're trying to trick you? Yeah. That's hilarious. Those sneaky people.
So I base everything on tests.
You base everything on tests. So you can't pull one over on Gary.
No, no.
You're like, you know the water. So
that's
if it comes up clean, you're like, hey, is this some water I've went through my machine?
That's
awesome. All right. So now the next question I'm sure the listeners are asking is, hey, what if I'm not available to come by on Wednesday, July 12th? How can they just call you so that you can, because I know you like to go out to their house and do the testing there too. And you said you do $150 worth of free testing?
Free testing. If you were to take the same test and you went to the lab, you'd pay that much money. So I'm going to do the same kind of testing. It's like a portable lab. And a lot of people, you know, they call me. If I can put the phone number on there, they call
me. Oh, yeah.
309-360-3995. Or they contact me at gary@watermedics.com. Or just go to watermedics.com. You can sign up right on the webpage for a free water test. I call you up, or I text you. A lot of people I text.
Yeah.
We don't even talk to them until I get to their house. And we figure out the best time to come out, and I come out and test their water.
And you do that as a service to just let them know what's going on. It's awesome. And if you missed all that, you can go to ivedecided.org and just click on the resources page, and you'll find Gary Water Medics.
Yep.
And that's M-E-D-I-C-S,
yes.
Just like Medics, Water Medics. You can find him on a resource page on our I've Decided website. And you can just give them a call. We'd love for you to come by on July 12th at Curves, and if you can, but if not, just call Gary and get in the know about your water.
Don't be the filter.
Don't be the I love it. Don't be the filter. Okay, so we got a few more minutes here. So what else can you tell us about water? You were talking about the intercellular hydration.
Right.
And so the more pure the water is, the better it is for hydration.
Right. Water wants to pick stuff up. That's just what it wants to do. If you've already filled it full of a bunch of stuff, how can it pick up more? So how's it ever going to be able to flush out your system?
I see.
You know, if you're drinking full of contaminants, it's in you. And you keep drinking that contaminant. How do you flush it out?
Mm.
You have to bring in the good, flush out the bad. And you have to have a certain quality of water to do that. And you can actually, like I said, have it tested so you know it's working. You know you're hydrated. Intercellularly. I mean, there are so many people.
Where do you get that tested at? Like doctor's office?
Doctor.
Just ask your doctor?
Mm-hmm.
So ask your doctor about your hydration and get that checked out?
Right. I don't know exactly how much it is, but it absolutely can be done.
It can be done.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, here's the next question. So you come in, you put in your system, and then do you retest the water so that people can see the difference?
As long as you own the equipment, I come out for free every single time to test your water anytime you need. So I always want to make sure. But once a year when we come in, there's a certain equipment that has filters. So once a year, if we come in and change the filters, we're going to test the water completely. We're going to do everything. It's all free.
So you actually change the filters and everything? You can sign up for that service and you just, we don't. So if you put this system in my house, I don't have to really do anything. You're going to come out
that's
and
right.
service it.
That's
tell
right.
me if
and
it needs anything.
Very important to do.
Oh, my goodness. That's huge.
I've had people who just call me and say, I'm not sure if the water's great. And I come out. I can tell you yes or no. And then we will adjust it if it needs to be. But most of the time, it's yes. It's fine.
Once you put that filter. All right. So you put the filter on, but then is it just one? Is it all the pipes? Is it come into every? How does it? Where do you put it to make it come out the bathroom and
that's
the sink?
What you're going to learn when I come out to your house. One of the things I check is it's a plumbing audit. I actually look at your plumbing. I make sure that it can be installed. I make sure where it's going to go. I explain what how much room it's going to take up, if it's going to be a big one, a little one, what we need, if we're just going to add to what you have existing. But you'll be able to learn all that. And that's why it's important to me to come out. I'm going to get fresh results because it's right out of the tap. And then we're also going to be able to answer all the questions for a complete analysis of your water and how you can get it fixed.
Is there ever a time when you can't put a system in? It just won't work for certain plumbing or?
Well, my motto is where there's a will, there's a way.
Okay. Yeah, because I mean, I worry about my house because, like I said, it's an old house. So
if I need to remove a wall, well, there's a will, there's a way.
It just might cost you a little more money than 50 bucks. All right, so hopefully. But if you've got a basement or something, you've got a place to put it.
I put them in trailers and closets. So if people really want their water done, they can get it done.
They can figure out how to make it
work.
Absolutely. I have learned so much, Gary. That is amazing. And I hope you've learned as well. You've been listening to I've Decided Radio, and my guest today, Gary, owns Water Medics, and he is passionate about water and passionate about helping you find out if your water is pure and clean for you to drink, and if it's not, he can help you.
That's right.
He can doctor it up.
That's right.
And so shout out your phone number one more time.
360-3995. Of course, it's 309-360-3995.
3995. Give them a call. Get your water checked. It's so important. It's one of, I mean, water is one of the most important things that you can do for, I'd almost say the most important, maybe.
Air's kind of important.
Air is probably the most important. We need oxygen. Yeah. Oxygen, water,
yeah.
You know. All right. So that's awesome, Gary. Thank you so much for being with me today.
You're welcome.
It's a great show. And it went by fast.
It did.
All right. Hey, you guys, enjoy the rest of your 4th of July weekend. Happy Independence Day. And I look forward to being with you next Sunday.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?